Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junks live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today, perhaps.
So did you guys get this email from Mike Loxley's PR person over at Maryland about the preseason media barbecue at his house?
I don't think I got it. I remember getting it last year. I don't think I've gotten it this year.
I would assume you guys were going to get it too, but he's having
I don't know. I delete so many emails.
He's having a media barbecue at his house that he invited us to.
Oh, so you're intrigued.
Well, I would have been intrigued, except it's on a Tuesday night and he lives in Silver Spring, and I'm just not I'm not getting on the Beltway from Virginia to Maryland.
Right.
But you guys should go.
What's the date of the event? Going.
You're trying to get me to go? Yeah, you guys should go. Are you kidding? Get out of here. You go. July, you guys should go.
Yeah, you guys should go. July 28th. No, I'm sorry.
Why don't you go to training camp in Richmond and report from there? You should go.
Yeah, you should go to this. Let's hold on. It's like 5 minutes from your house.
I don't care about Mike Loxley's house.
Well, I don't want to see his house.
Yeah, that's why he wants to go. He wants to see his house.
He wants to see the square foot.
I'm sure the house is fine.
I don't want to see that. I don't care less.
No, it's August 3rd, Cakes.
August 3rd. Okay.
I'll be at the
beach. My birthday.
Oh, that your birthday?
Yeah. Birthday barbecue.
Yeah,
I can't go.
You can take my spot and go to Coach Loxley's house.
So what's he serving?
I
bet it's going to be good.
Oh, I get probably steaks, ribs, burgers, dogs,
It's going to be good. It doesn't have the menu.
I need to see the menu before I commit.
Probably has all the silly sides that you love too, Valdez, like coleslaw,
macaroni
beans,
salad.
Oh, I don't know, but you could definitely go and take my spot if you wanted to.
When did you get the email, Rick?
I just got it today.
I wonder if
I don't remember getting this last year. He didn't have it last year because of COVID, but
I wonder if it went to my spam.
It may have.
Might have gone to my spam. I have some things that go to my spam. Thank God they go to my spam. But I'm not going to say who they are, but they're like local team stuff. I'm so happy. I don't have to deal with it.
Hey, real quick, let's go to Pat on line one. Pat calling from Brinklow. Is that right? That can't be right.
Sure.
Pat,
yes,
what's
it
up?
Is. How you doing? It's out by Olney.
It's by Olney?
And Brighton Dam.
Okay.
Olney.
Do you know where that is?
Yep. Anyways.
Barely. Brighton Dam?
Barely.
How far from Olney? How far from Blue Mash?
Probably.
How far from Blue Mash?
Oh, real close to Blue Mash. About a mile.
A mile? What is it, the world's smallest town?
It's a dot on the map. Barely a dot on the map.
So is it just like a neighborhood and you're calling it Brinklow?
Brinklow?
It's actually got a sign on 650.
Okay, so
two signs and a traffic light.
All right, so what is the population of Brinklow?
I think it's me, my cats, my wife.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
It's about seven.
Exactly. All right, what's up, Pat?
Okay, Evie, I heard you say the other day that you got canned from a country club for scalding the greens.
Yes, he did.
I did not actually get fired.
They took him off mower duty.
He basically got fired.
No, I did not get fired.
You got demoted.
I got kicked off the green cutting crew. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then what I do want to know then is, were you ever the moving target on the driving range?
I've been in those carts before for fun, but I actually never worked a range.
That's going to be Valdez's dream job.
I never worked
a range,
but yeah, it is kind of jarring when those balls
hit. I've done it before. It is. Those idiots do aim at you.
Yeah,
100%.
Of course we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think we paid for?
Where do you play, Pat?
Oh, I play very badly in Montgomery County on the public courses right now because I stink.
Uh-huh. You stink. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I just came back to the game after a 30-year hiatus.
Wait, all your kids growing up now and everything?
Sort of, yeah. But my wife wants me to have to be a good, proper country gentleman out here in fun and exciting Brinklow. I have to have an under 3-digit handicap.
What?
Well, wow. Good luck with that.
Yeah. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Good luck to your comedy career.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Thank you, Pat. All right, let's go to...
By the way, Brinklow...
He should open for Big John.
They don't even list the population.
No, it's an unincorporated community.
Yeah, it's like Pointer Ridge.
If you blink when you're driving on New Hampshire Avenue, you're going to miss it.
Brinklow.
Never heard of that.
Let's go to Alex in Ashburn. Your hood.
Has Open Line Thursday been resuscitated?
Maybe slightly.
Have the paddles been given to it?
Listen to this. Drab's twins were so loud on the Delta flight to Minneapolis.
Hold on. Were you on the flight?
I was on the flight. I went on to Bozeman, Montana. I think he went on to Spokane.
Yes. Correct. This is great.
This is juicy.
His kids, I have pictures on your Twitter. His kids were yelling, crying, screaming, going hysterical. I mean, it was almost, the plane was almost up in a riot. I mean,
were other passengers upset?
Everybody was upset. We almost had to go down in Chicago.
Your destination, Tech City, USA.
They almost had to divert.
Didn't they feed them?
Trying to shove crackers down their throat. They were so loud.
Hey, how many rows away were you from them?
Two back.
You were?
Wow.
And so when did they start crying?
I was lucky I wasn't in front of them.
When did they start crying?
As soon as the cabin door closed, it was a nonstop 2 hours, 19 minutes yelling, screaming. You swear it was like a circus.
How was Drab's composure during all this?
He didn't give a care.
He was dying. I'm telling you, he was dying inside.
He felt so embarrassed.
He was dying inside. He had sweat beating down that bald head of his. But he didn't tell anyone to shut up or anything. But if people could have choked those twins, they would have.
That is hilarious. How did his wife handle it? How'd Sarah handle it?
Oh no, she was the one that I was thinking if she could have whacked them, she would have.
She would have whacked what? The kids?
The kids, get rid of them. What do you throw them out the window?
Come on, this is getting a little extreme.
Right, so you're saying that it legitimately lasted for a couple hours. They cried for 2 hours.
2 hours and 19 minutes.
The entire flight.
And you have photo evidence?
The whole damn flight.
Hey, send it to me, EB Junkies on Twitter, because I don't see them.
Yeah, we need confirmation.
Will you send me the pics?
Yeah, what time was your flight?
7 a.m. No, excuse me, 7 p.m.
Yeah, because Drab had a p.m. flight.
Dude, I don't doubt it.
I was just testing.
It was a night flight out of Dallas.
And everyone just wanted to go to sleep. And
it a packed flight?
Yeah, right. Because we all have connections after the West Coast. You know, we want to take a nap. That would have been nice. Didn't happen.
How did you recognize Drab? Are you like... How'd you recognize him?
Yeah, that big bald head of his. Yeah. Well, I watch your show on TV every morning.
What's a lock? He's wearing a hat on the flight. There's no way he boarded without shaving his dome or throwing a hat on his head.
Yeah, wasn't he wearing a hat?
I think it got so hot in there, he took that hat off.
Oh.
You could spot him right. I see him every morning on the TV.
Right.
You could tell. Did you go up to him and say hello to him while you were waiting?
Of course.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did. Okay.
You did?
So he'll remember you.
And then as soon as the cabin door closed, it was like the on button.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then who were you traveling with? Your wife or something?
Yeah, my wife and my kid.
Was your wife?
I mean.
You sound so angry. Why are you so angry?
It was like,
Because he had ruined his flight.
He's still tired.
It wrecked the flight.
Yeah. Well, just imagine what those kids were like from Minneapolis to Spokane.
Well, he was hoping they were going to sleep on that second leg. Remember?
Oh,
do you think?
No, definitely.
I bet you they were awful.
Got off the plane, went on to Bozeman.
Do you think that he was he giving them like Benadryl or anything to knock them out?
I think maybe a little Zanny.
What were you doing? What are you doing in Bozeman, Montana? What could bring you to that part of the world?
Oh, just I don't know, outdoorsy.
You're an outdoorsy type.
In the summertime, it's better than in the summertime. You go north. You go where the air is thin. You don't go to Florida.
Mm. Yeah,
in the winter.
Right.
Right.
My buddy's building a house out there. He says he loves it.
Ban the kids, ban Drab, whatever. Have them go on some other airline.
Right.
All right, thanks for the call.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Wow. Oh, take care.
Yeah. Doesn't he sound like an angry dude, though?
Yeah. He sounded angry.
He had like an angry way
about
him.
Could you imagine, though, being Drab and his wife? And
hey, will you call Drab?
The whole flight is tilted.
Sure, I can call Drab.
Let's just call him live. Who cares? All right. Drab. Just call him. Call him live right here.
Definitely sleeping.
He's definitely sleeping.
Yeah.
He's definitely not going to
answer. Although his body clock's
messed up. Plus, those dumb kids will be crying.
That's
like
true.
Crazy. Yeah. No, just call.
No,
him.
Give me 1 second, Ricky.
Let me hear the dial tone.
No, because people might be able to figure out the numbers based off the buttons I hit.
They can?
I'm a radio vet. You think I don't know this?
Liam Neeson's listening?
So after you dial the fourth number, then just pull it up.
Can you imagine how miserable that was?
Oh. All eyes are on you and your kids on the flight.
Yep.
Just a nightmare.
I told you that happened when I was coming back from the Bahamas 1 year.
Right.
And my younger daughter was a complete nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed. It was a two-hour flight, felt like eight.
Oh, I'm sure it did. Never ending.
One of the first times we flew with Stevie when he was little, he pooped and he puked.
Right. All over the place.
And he did one of those poops where he exploded through the shorts.
Oh. Right.
I mean, it was a disaster.
All these wishes he had the sound effect for that, but he doesn't.
Yeah. He needed the recording that was there for Colin Morikawa on the 18th at Royal St. George's
game. That's right. You need the whoopee cushion there.
Yeah. All right. We're trying to track down Drab. Because I told him, he was actually texting with me before he took off, and I was just kind of kidding with him. And I was like, dude, send me a pic or whatever from the plane at some point.
Couldn't do it. His hands were too full.
He said, sure. He said, absolutely, I will. He never
did. Could you imagine if the kids were so unruly that they had to divert the flight to Chicago? Like, the caller said,
"I can only pray that happens do that, on the way though. Back."
They wouldn't divert just for crying kids. Probably not.
But a little part of me wishes.
But that could cause a fight in the cabin. That could definitely cause a fight.
But I mean,
because people are going bananas
now. People are
going
crazy. I understand
when they get on flights.
People are the shortest fuses ever.
Oh yes,
I understand. Yes. But I mean, it's two infants crying. But some people don't care.
Can you?
I mean, that guy who just called said, just you kill the kids. I mean, can you believe that?
I was in the dentist's office this week, and there was a toddler who was completely out of control for 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But I just, what am I going to do? He sat there.
He's calling us.
He's calling us.
Yeah, I think we woke him up.
He's got to take it.
We did? All right. It's worth it, though.
Is he
bitter?
6:14.
Probably.
Yeah.
Just keep an eye on the phones. I told him to call the hotline.
Okay.
All right. He's going to have to Google the hotline. I mean,
we don't know the hotline number, Ricky?
I don't know it.
I definitely know it.
I won't know it.
I don't know it.
All right. There he is.
Calling in from Spokane. He's on the BetQL guest hotline. It's Drab T-shirt.
Drabby.
What's up?
Did we wake you up? What? Are you at the lake
of
house?
Of course.
Are you at the lake house?
Of course you woke.
Yes,
are you at Loon Lake? How silly is
it? You should have turned that phone off.
Oh, of course. Well, I mean, I got... What is going on?
All right.
Some guy who was on your flight just called in.
He said it was a nightmare.
He said the twins were just a complete poop show.
He said, actually, he wanted to throw the kids out the window.
You guys, that's such a lie. There's nobody on my flight. You guys got duped.
He said he met you before the flight.
He said it was 7 p.m. out of Dulles, flying to Minnesota. That wasn't your flight?
I mean, it was.
All right, hold on. Were the kids screaming the entire time? That's what he said.
They didn't make one sound.
Oh, okay.
They didn't make one sound the entire flight.
He was lying.
He was lying.
Well, we believed it. He had all the details.
We just wanted to believe it.
How were they from Minnesota to Washington?
A little squirmy, for sure. But there was no screaming.
Yeah. Oh, so that was fine.
There's no screaming. Yeah. I mean, for 8-month-old kids, they were fine. I mean, I had to go to the bathroom like 6 times on the flight.
Why'd you have to go to the bathroom 6 times?
They're peeing themselves, too squirmy. Right. Try to calm them down a little bit, but there's no screaming.
I used to let the kids pee themselves. I mean,
that's what a diaper's for.
Yeah, I mean, now you can't have it be like heavy, you know. Right. But you know, they have a little pee pee in there. That's fine.
Yeah.
My wife told me I was the worst behaved out of all 4 of us.
Oh, really?
Why? What were you doing?
Well, I was just getting wrecked.
He was stressed.
You were getting wrecked.
Did you bring your whoopee? Did you bring the whoopee for comfort?
No, I've had to put the whoopee away for a while.
Are you
in the nap room?
Are you officially over it, you think?
No, I love the whoopee. I love the whoopee, but I was gotten tired of my wife nagging me about it.
Yeah.
All right, so the guy just made something up, I guess.
So, all right.
Unless he just exaggerated.
I didn't meet anybody before the flight. I know that.
Oh, okay.
But the flight was 7 p.m. It got pushed back to 7 p.m.
Wow, he knew that, though.
How did he know that?
That's kind of creepy.
I don't know.
Maybe he was on it. He was on the flight. He's just exaggerating big time.
I did lose my phone on the flight. I don't know if that surprises you guys.
What do you mean you lost your phone?
Well, we landed and I'm trying to throw everything in the bag and I can't find my phone and there's nobody on the plane and the pilot wants to get back on the plane to take off.
And you're still looking for your dumb phone?
I'm looking for my phone for 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Where was it? Underneath the seat?
It was in the front pocket in front of me.
Only the first place.
That's the first place.
Why
that should
look
tell
there?
You. That should tell you I'm a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, you're frazzled.
Right. Are you at the lake house right now?
No, I've been there every day. I'm at my parents' house right now.
Uh-huh. And so
you guys would never call one of the other junkies at 6 a.m. on their vacation.
Oh, I wouldn't be a.
I've seen this happen before.
You can tell how the show's going.
There's been precedent.
Oh yeah, you got nothing.
Well, we got one guest.
No,
one guest.
We were thrilled to think that you were having a horrible time.
Yeah, we believed it. We believed everything the guy said.
Yeah, we're
suckers. Let me ask you. You think I'm having a great time?
I don't know. You're at a lake house probably on not. Vacation.
It's probably a five out of ten.
I haven't had a great time in 9 months.
Yeah, I mean, he's got young kids. He's got a pair of young kids.
All right.
Hey, Drab, this is how well the show is going today. We had Mrs. Bickle and Drab as our big guests.
Zim's coming on like 7 minutes. Like it.
Zim will be on a little bit.
I actually think it's been a really good show.
How's Linnell doing?
He's
doing great.
This is his last day. And
he's killed 100 flies.
His nickname is the Exterminator. Because he pummels like all the flies.
Yeah.
No. All right, he's my guy.
Yeah, Linnell's doing great. All right. Well, yeah, let's go back to say, what is Sarah right next to you?
No, I mean, I walked out of the room.
Do the two kids sleep with you?
You know what? I figured it was you guys. I heard my phone buzzing, and I'm like, what idiots would be calling me at 6 a.m.? So I ran up to the bedroom, and I thought it was the hotline.
Yeah.
So I grabbed the phone and ran out.
Hey, Drab, yeah.
I don't know where they are.
Be sure to use your Giannis bell. On Sarah.
What is the honest though?
Oh, Google it.
Yeah, Google that.
Use your Odyssey app.
Google Giannis's bell. Yeah.
Use the rewind feature.
And, we're treating Drab like E-Rock.
All right, Rick. Have a good day.
Zim's coming up, so we actually have a real guest. We got to go.
Yeah. All right, see you, buddy. I was actually hoping he had a horrific flight. Yeah.
I know. It
didn't sound like it was great.
We're so gullible. We're so easy to trick. We just wanted to believe it. So desperate.
Is he changing diapers after every little pee?
Probably. I sounds like it.
Oh, he's going to go broke in diapers.
Yeah.
Especially with
twins. You know what that just shows is that we want everyone to be miserable.
100%.
Yeah, it just shows on we're this terrible, show, shallow people.
Right.
I want to hear some story of woe and flat tires and just misery.
Yes. We wanted to believe it.
We don't want you to die or anything.
No, we just
want you to be uncomfortable and miserable.
Correct.
Yeah.
But we don't wish that on our next guest. That's Ryan Zimmerman from the Nationals. He's next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're joined now on the BetQL guest hotline by Ryan Zimmerman from your Washington Nationals. It's presented by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. They're an official partner of the Washington Nationals. Put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. What's up, Ryan? Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Right before the segment started, EB went into the kitchen and he got a delicious snack. He got a Slim Jim. Like the long, it's like a 15-inch long Slim Jim.
I haven't had one in probably 20 years.
I need to know what Ryan Zimmerman's guilty pleasure snack is. Like, you know it's bad for you. You know you shouldn't eat it, but you see it and you're just like, I'm going to have it. Screw it. Life is short. I have to have it. Because we know you guys get treated like kings as far as like your post-game spread in the clubhouse. Your chartered flights have, you know, fancy meals. But what's your go-to, like, guilty pleasure snack?
When you go to 7-Eleven and you got to pick something up.
Yeah. What is
what
it?
What are you grabbing?
Well, I mean, that's two different questions. 7-Eleven, and I mean, ice cream is my guilty snack for sure.
Okay.
I'll crush ice cream.
Right.
Anything from, you know, out of the freezer or soft serve ice cream, like when I go somewhere with the kids. I love that. But 7-Eleven, oh, man. Like if we're driving home to see my parents and you stop and get gas.
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. I mean, yeah.
Iced honey bun.
Oh,
okay. That's a good one.
Oh, those are really good. Do you throw it in the micro for about 10 seconds?
Yeah. That makes it even better. I forget, me and Heather, we were driving. I stopped, this is probably 3 or 4 years ago, and I never, you know, you never look at like the nutrition facts on those things. Mm-hmm. I accidentally looked at it one time. Oh my God. That thing is, I mean, it's like almost like 1500 calories or something like that. In one of those things, I was like, holy cow, but those things are unbelievable. But I can remember getting Slim Jim and a Slurpee and a bag of sunflower seeds before I would go to high school baseball practice. That was good old days right there.
Now, I've said it a million times, Ryan. My go-to in college, at University of Maryland at College Park, was a large Mountain Dew, salt and vinegar chips, the big bag for 99 cents back in the day. Who knows how much it is now.
It's like probably the big grab.
Yeah. And then Twinkies. I had to have the salt sugar combo thing going, and then the caffeine.
Solid
every day. Every day.
What did you have for dinner last night, pregame in the locker room?
So pregame, I didn't really. They have more like, you know, they'll have like wraps, something small pregame, and then postgame we had either, you know, filet or chicken. I guess you could say cheat day. They ordered a bunch of pizzas from All Purpose across the street. So we had pizzas last night after a game, too.
Nice.
You love that. That sounds so good right now.
Yeah, it's good.
So for a 7 o'clock game at home, what time do you actually get to the park?
I leave my house sometime between 1:30 and 2.
Okay.
So I'm there... anytime between 2 and 2:30, and then we usually stretch for batting practice at like 4:15 ish, and then you hit batting practice, and by the time you're done with BP, you're back in probably around 5:15, something like that. So then you have about an hour before you have to start getting ready for the game at 7.
Do you ever? I'm guessing no, but do you ever sneak out? Because we used to work nights, right? We worked nights for like 5 years.
Yep.
And it kind of sucks because you have to save, and especially if you're an athlete, you got to save all your energy for your game, right? It's not really a whole lot you can do, but sometimes we would sneak in golf. Have you ever snuck out golf before a game?
I don't remember if I ever have. Remember Adam LaRoche, the first baseman?
Yeah, sure.
He used to play all the time. He'd play at like 9 in the morning. He'd show up to the field. I mean, he's like, I just play first base. What do I need to do? And he's like a scratch golfer. But, I mean, some of the, like on the road, some of the coaches will play in the morning. Some of the pitchers will play in the morning.
Pitchers are notorious for that, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to say I never have. I think I probably have, but I can't.
It's not part of your routine. Remember.
Nah, but I mean, if you wake up at 9 and go play 18, I mean, it's you could easily do it. It's not it wouldn't be a huge deal, but I don't know anyone who does it a ton. But it's, and then honestly, as long as you get hits and do what you're supposed to do, they don't care what you do.
Yeah, so, of course.
Hey, you can do whatever you want.
Right,
Ryan.
Right.
Since you've been playing with the Nationals, have you ever had a teammate that overhyped his golf skills, and then when you got out on the golf course and you saw him swing, like his first two or three swings, you're like, this guy's lying? He's not a 5 or 7 handicap. He's a 27.
Well, usually guys lie the other way, though, on the golf course.
Okay.
They're usually better than they say
they are. Yeah, I'm sure he's run into that. But have you ever run into the guy who's like, yeah, I shoot 75? And you look at him, you're like, well, you don't even shoot 95. You're terrible.
I've never seen it with players. Usually players are pretty honest about kind of about their handicaps or their level of play, I guess. I think the thing we see more is, you know, someone will have us out to their club or someone will play with us that is, you know, probably normally a good player, and, you know, 6 or 8 of us show up to play. And I don't know if they get nervous. I don't know if they try and hit the ball further because we hit the ball far. But a lot of times you see people who, you know, or you're pretty sure good players kind of crumble when they play with a group of us. That's what I see more often, or like the first 4 or 5 holes, people
are so nervous.
You know, maybe I don't know if they're a little nervous or what, but you see more of that. But as far as, you know, anyone, you know, saying they're good and then stinking, like it's more the other way. Like you guys said, someone sandbags it to,
like what Oshie did to Lurch.
Steal some money.
Yeah, that's what Oshie did to me.
Oshie did that to Lurch.
I heard he hits it a mile.
Oh, well, you hit it like 370 at the celebrity event in Tahoe.
Yeah, you ever play that?
2 weeks ago.
You ever play that event, Ryan?
No, me and Lester were actually talking about some of that stuff the other day because Johnny's played in that one in Orlando quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
The one where you play with the LPGA.
Ooh, that's nice.
And he said it's an absolute blast.
Right.
And he's done that. He'll go down like a week early with his family and do Disney, and then he stays that extra week and does the golf tournament. But he does that with like Millar, and a bunch of baseball guys do that. The Tahoe one looks unbelievable, though. That looks like so much fun.
The sight lines are incredible.
I bet all the guys want to get in, you know, like all the ex-athletes, current athletes. Probably hard to get in it.
Yeah, and I think that one, if I'm not wrong, I think, you know, the Pebble Beach one is with the PGA Tour, so you're playing with a player, and that one, that'd be a little, you know, that's harder than people think to hop out there, but stressful. I think the Tahoe one is just kind of like athletes and celebrities, so that one's more just for a good time.
Right. Hey, when you guys play in Camden, you don't stay in a hotel, right? You just take a bus back to the park and sleep at home?
Or do you have
a team hotel?
We stay at a hotel there. I mean, you're allowed to come back, but I mean, like, so we'll have a bus that can take you there tomorrow. I could drive there if I want. But I mean, you know, the game, I mean, if the game's at 7, say we have a quick game, which is a quick game now is probably 3.5 hours. So, I mean, you're at 10:30 by the time you eat or get some stuff done after the game that you need. I mean, you're not going to leave there till 11:30 at the earliest. So that means, you know, you're not getting home till 12:30 or 1.
Right. What do you do all day in Baltimore?
Well, if I'm in a hotel, I sleep. It's nice and quiet in hotels, you know. It's not.
Right. He's not walking around the Inner Harbor.
What do you sleep? Yeah. What's your typical sleep-in time on the road if you don't have to call the junks?
I wake up and eat breakfast every morning, no matter what. And I mean, if we get in somewhere at 3 or 4 in the morning, obviously I sleep. But I try and sleep 8 or 9 hours. Wake up and eat breakfast, and then sometimes I'll go back to sleep. Sometimes you just hang around the room. I'll watch the video of the pitcher that I'm going to face that night, or do some stuff around the room. Or if you're in a city like a New York or Chicago, maybe you go walk around for a little bit or do something. But I get up and get going, but then I kind of just lay around the room.
Right.
Gotcha.
Hey, have you, did you watch the British? Were you in on Morikawa?
So I watched some of it. I missed some of it, but he's fun to watch. He's kind of like he's like a young, boring player, which is, it sounds terrible, but he hits, his iron play is unbelievable. Right. But he's one of those young guys that, he's already won 2 majors, and, all these guys that are young and mid-20s that already have a couple majors under their belt. It's, I think it makes it fun to watch golf. I mean, these are all the, Rory and all these guys kind of said, these are the guys that basically are here because of what Tiger did.
Yeah.
And, these guys were playing golf from age 4 or 5 instead of some other sport because of Tiger Woods. And now you're starting to see all these guys, and it's fun to watch, man. Those guys are so good. It's ridiculous how good those guys
People
are.
Have no idea how hard that is to do with those guys, and they make it look so easy.
Well, and they make those courses so hard for them. It's a joke, but it's fun to watch. We were off for the All-Star break. We usually do some kind of pool or something in the clubhouse where,
right,
you have a sheet and you have a group A, B, C, D. You have to pick golfers and, whatever it is, $20, $100, whatever it is. And then, winner takes all. So we kind of missed that one. So the level of attention paid was not as high as normal golf tournaments. But yeah, we have a good time with that stuff.
All right. Zims, good catching up with you. Enjoy your day off and go beat up on the Orioles. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Yeah, you, thank you, buddy.
All right, Zim. That's Ryan Zimmerman, presented by Main Street Bank, business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. They're an official partner of the Washington Nationals. Put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com.
So it's Baltimore for 3 up there.
Yep.
And then it's Philly. Then they go, they get on a bus or train, whatever, go up to Philly. And for 4, then they come back, play Chicago. Then they play Philly again 4 times, Atlanta 3, Mets, Atlanta again.
Yeah. Lots of NL East opponents.
The next 25 games is where they get back into this.
Yep.
If it doesn't happen and they're, it's going to be interesting to see if they're 8 games out before the deadline, if they sell a little bit or if they just stand pat.
Yep. Trade deadline's coming up in just about, was it 10 days? Less than 10 days. Yeah. So it's July 31st.
Next Saturday.
Yep. So when we come back, we're going to tell you when men hit their style prime. We're going to tell you that next here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Junk's 25th anniversary is presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Thanks to them for all of their support throughout year 25. Appreciate everybody at PenFed. All right, so what age do you think men hit their style prime, if you had to guess? This is according to a study by Braun, the men's shaving company.
I mean, obviously, we dress like pigs coming to work.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
But I do feel like, generally speaking, when I go out now, I dress better than when I went out 20 years ago.
It's okay. Because you can afford nicer things.
Yeah, I have nicer clothes, and I have a kind of a better sense of style.
Right.
But I think I've seen this study.
Yeah.
And I think the answer is like 32, according to them, something like that.
A recent study.
I would have guessed a little bit older, but that probably works.
Found that men hit their style prime at the age of 30.
Wow.
Yeah. See, I think that that's not true. I think as you get older.
I think 38, 39.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
According to that, the average guy will go through 5 overall looks, whatever that means, 4 different hairstyles, and 3 different facial hairstyles before they hit 30. Just trying to figure out the look, the style.
I just remember wearing the britches gear. I'm cuffing the jeans with the boots and the rugby shirts.
Cuffing them so tightly.
White turtleneck under the rugby shirt, jeans cuffed at the bottom with the boots.
That was
my style prime.
I don't know if Jason should be the king of style when he was at the Breakers with his MC Hammer pants.
Yeah, he loses a lot of points.
Yeah, that's
how I would judge it.
But remember, I didn't pack for that trip thinking we're going to the Breakers.
It's a good point. We were going to a beach bar.
I was unprepared for anything like the
but
Breakers.
But you shouldn't have.
I can't wear those.
But that's how I would judge it. I would say, see, for us, like, work is a joke. This is a joke.
I wear the same pants every day.
Like, I literally slept in these sweats.
That's so gross.
My goal for my wardrobe over the next 3 to 5 years is for 70 to 80% of it to be emblazoned with the MGM National Harbor logo.
Yeah, so
and I'm doing a good job of it today.
Right, so
hat and shirt.
There's the slut element. Right. Like, I'm wearing this Corona. I had to deal with Corona.
Sure.
Right. But I would judge style based on, like, the other night when we go. You're going out to dinner. You're going to Roost Chris with your boys.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the best dressed?
Right.
Of the bunch, like, and take that style. For me, that's where I would want to be judged.
Who do
Not
you think
at work?
Who do you think, if all of us, if we went out to a fancy dinner, something,
yeah,
who do you think would be the best and who do you think would be the worst?
Good question.
I'll be honest with you. I think it would be between Lurch and I.
As the best?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Because JP has the one, like, Hugo Boss shirt. That
yeah, but
wearing.
he'll botch it. He won't put the piece together correctly.
You know, who do you think is going to be
the shoes or something?
Who do you think would be the worst
of Us, including
you? Yeah, include me and Drab, too.
Drabby.
Drabby probably be pretty bad. I can't even fathom Drabby dressing up.
I don't understand Drab's look.
I can't even
look.
Fathom it. I can't even envision it.
I mean, we've been to nice dinners with him before. I mean,
does he dress up?
He dresses like he's 25 and
jeans,
he's 40.
And a button-down shirt, and maybe like a lightweight hoodie or something. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, it'd be low. I don't think
he. I guess I said I'd
be
Drab.
Too baggy.
I think you would be Drab. I think you would be Drab. I think you would try. You'd be a try hard.
I'll be honest with you, Valdez. I don't. When I go out now, I mean, I don't go out to fancy dinners a lot, but I'd wear really nice. Formal, if there is such a thing, formal golf gear.
I do the same thing. I have a nice golf polo.
That's what I
wear. A nice Travis Matthews polo.
But I'll wear like the...
Or Grayson.
No, Grayson makes great stuff. Malar makes great stuff.
Here's my tell. I look silly in a white dress shirt.
And that's your peak?
Matches your hair.
And it goes with any like jeans or whatever. Even in shorts, like at the beach or something, I might wear shorts
and a white shirt,
white button down. I look silly in a white button down.
Well,
so
there's,
if you
that's
see
your
me
go-to.
In a white button down, you know your boy is feeling good
you're
about
peak,
himself.
You're full on peacocking.
I'm peacocking.
Yeah, you're
big
ready.
Time.
You're ready
I
for a
well
night
have,
on the town.
I might as well have a mohawk. When I'm wearing that white dress shirt, I think I look silly.
So our guy Linnell is the only one who's yet to hit his style prime because he's. He's well short of 30.
He is?
Yeah.
He's 25. He's 25.
I have no idea.
Oh, 23. First I was Lindell. Yeah. Now you think I look old as hell.
Well, I'm just being honest. I
thought you were 25. I didn't think you were 30.
I thought 32.
What? Well, he thought 62 for
this
you.
This is close to
No, but this is the opposite. This is not typical.
Yeah.
But usually African-American guys age amazing.
Well, you're also seeing me at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
that's true.
I have to land on the couch in the back.
Yeah, right.
I'm not saying I look great.
Hey, you know what? I think I stunned Linnell. I went in and brewed the pot of coffee.
Oh, you slept here?
He had a fan blowing on him and everything.
What?
He was snoozing.
Why did you sleep
in there?
Well, I was vibing.
What happened?
I was definitely vibing. So I take the metro to get here.
Uh-huh.
And
the metro isn't. Yeah.
Work you guys show it. It's too early.
Yeah.
So you just come in at night and
where's
then
your
come
home
in at
base? Night.
I'm Germantown.
So you come in here at night, 11 o'clock, and just snooze
Why
on the
don't
couch?
You, do you not have a car? Do you have a car?
No, not yet.
And I can
not
say yet. that couch is butt uncomfortable. I've slept on it before.
Yeah, you think your back hurts from lifting a TV? You lay on that thing?
Yeah. I've slept there before. I passed out after drinking
it's
shows.
The world's it's the least comfortable couch.
I've had some of my best sleeps ever.
Well, it's because you had 100 drinks.
Oh.
If you lay on that couch sober... Worst night of sleep ever.
I've slept great on that couch before. Like, passed out.
Linnell's 23. His back doesn't hurt until you hit 30.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
So, he doesn't need any lumbar support or anything like that.
He's good. He's straight.
Hey, don't you have an extra car or something you can give Linnell?
I have no... Look.
Extra car to give away?
All of my kids are driving now because I'm old and right. I'm going to be an empty, nasty nester soon. Uh-huh. Everybody drives. Everybody drives. There's not enough cars now.
Right.
I need another ride from Lindsay.
Hey, I'm with you.
I need a new one.
My daughter's been begging for a car. I said, you're going to college.
Right.
You're going to be on campus. You're not getting a car.
Doesn't need a car on campus.
Said, you're finished.
Completely with you on
sophomore
that.
Year, that's when I'll get bitter because I'm going to have to get her a car.
I'm desperate to sell a used car because the used car prices are going through the roof.
Well, her sister will be down there. She doesn't need a car, does she?
I know,
can share it.
Correct, but she wants her own car.
They probably are not going to want to hang out, right? They have their own friends.
Yeah, I mean, they'll hang out a little bit. For the most part.
They don't need two cars down there.
Of course they don't.
Linnell, that's why I said no. Would you like to overpay for a used car that I have in my driveway? I could certainly overcharge you for one.
What hoop?
We'll talk after the show.
What hoop are you trying to sell?
No, I'm kind of kidding because honestly, I really have. I'm
you
at my limit with cars.
You still have the. You got rid of the Saturn, right?
Oh, the green Saturn's been gone for a while.
Okay. All right.
I think everyone who's worked at this station has driven that green Saturn at one point in time.
Chad Dukes drove it for a few months.
I drove it. Wow. Brett did.
Yep. A lot of people drove that car. I don't know where it is now. It's probably in a junkyard.
So Linnell's actually psyched that he's done with the show today because he got to go back to his bed.
No, he gets psyched for you guys. So.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm sorry our time together is over.
Have fun on the metro going back to Germantown.
Yeah, he doesn't have to sleep on a lumpy-ass couch here at Odyssey. So his life.
Well, hey, why don't you give him a lift?
Why don't you give him a lift home, Jason?
Yeah, Jason, drive
I'll go the opposite way.
Yeah, take the ferry.
I'm going to Gainesville, Virginia.
We're done. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.